Commissioners Court for Monday, November 10th, 2025, at 9 a.m. begins here.
Hi, Jesse. Go ahead. All right, this is a meeting of Franklin County Commissioners Court, regular meeting, the 10th day of November 2025 at 9 o'clock a.m. here in the courthouse in Mount Vernon. We'll start with the case. Scotty, lead us in the court.
Father, we come to you, brother, this morning. We just thank you, Lord, for the day, the gift of another day of life. Lord, thank you for the beautiful sunshine and the fall weather. We're thankful, Lord, for this place we live. Lord, all of our neighbors and friends, Lord, those we get to do life with. Lord, we just pray. We ask for your continued blessing, dear Lord God, to be upon our county, this state, and our nation. Guide and direct all of our leaders. We pray for those of us on this court. Lord, give us wisdom and understanding all the things that we have to make choices on in our day-to-day work and representing the people of this county. Lord, we just pray that you give us wisdom. And also, Lord, we just pray for our friends and allies all across this world. Lord, please bless and protect them. We continue to pray for the peace of Israel and there in Jerusalem and all the things going on in the Middle East. God direct us and protect them. God, we just give you praise and honor and glory for all things in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Pledges. You aspire to be a partner.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Boys, we get better on that.
Sounds a lot better.
Everything, yeah. Doing good. All right. Any public comments? Anybody going on to the floor? All right, let's go to item number one. Consider and take action to approve the minutes for the October 22nd, 2025 workshop and the October 27th, 2025 regular session.
I do have to point out a correction on number 8 on the 27th minutes. That should be Clint Bain instead of Clint Bale.
Okay.
I've seen that.
And you didn't say anything?
Well, I didn't have a chance.
I saw it, but I was waiting for somebody else to tell you. All right, do I have a motion to approve that with the so moved fix?
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. Harris?
The amount submitted for your approval is $312,925.49.
Okay. Any questions over that? Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number three, consider and take action to approve joint resolution and statistical information for joint primary. Yesy.
We're just rerunning it through court because it should have been considered and take action instead of report last time.
Okay. All right. Take a motion on that.
Move to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number four, record the minutes for special session of the vote center of the vote center advisory committee held on October 23rd, 2025. Anything need to say about that? Just record that. Okay. It's so recorded. Number five, consider and take action to approve the Franklin County Appraisal District official ballot for 2026-2027 Board of Directors. Do we have to sign anything on this ballot? Yes, we do. Oh, let me start down here on the 10th of November. This is for the joint resolution for the, I'm gonna start down here. Sandy, would you start on precinct one and we'll go. Okay, the nominees are Roger DeCure, Austin Purrier, Mike Rambin, Brad Sears, Chad Wooten. Mike Wooten. There you are. Everything going good?
It's all going good.
Good deal. So we just need to, on the ballots, to do that and then we will, or I'll sign them. The next ones, I'll sign the resolution. All right, do I have a motion to approve that?
I'll make a motion.
Second. Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed, the ayes have it. Number seven, thank you.
Number six.
Oh, I'm sorry. Number six, consider and take action to approve the resolution honoring Veterans Day, and I will read the resolution. Resolution honoring Veterans Day, November 11th, 2025, which will be tomorrow. We're still having a little deal presented tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Whereas Veterans Day is observed annually on November the 11th to honor and recognize the brave men and women who have served in the armed forces of the United States, and whereas throughout our nation's history, generations of patriots have stood on the front lines of freedom, defending our country and keeping the light of liberty shining bright around the world, and whereas each of our nation's veterans represents a vital link in a chain of honor that stretches back to our founding days, bound by a sacred oath to support and defend the United States of America. And whereas whenever and wherever the forces of darkness have sought to extinguish the flame of freedom, Americans veterans have courageously fought to keep it burning bright. And whereas these courageous individuals have not only fought for our democracy, but have continued to serve their communities and inspire the next generation long after hanging up their uniform. And whereas Franklin County recognizes the immense debt of gratitude owed to our veterans and their families whose sacrifices ensure the liberties and security we enjoy today. And whereas it is fitting that we pause to express our deepest appreciation to all veterans to reaffirm the commitment to their care, respect, and continued recognition within our community. Now, there it be resolved that the Franklin County Commissioners Court does hereby proclaim Tuesday, November the 11th, 2025, as Veterans Day in Franklin County, and urge all citizens to honor and remember the services and sacrifices of our nation of veterans through ceremonies, acts of kindness, and express of gratitude. Be it further resolved that the court extends heartfelt appreciation to all veterans for their dedication to duty and unwavering patriotism, which continue to inspire and strengthen our community and our nation. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand on the 11th day of November in the year of our Lord, 2025, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 249th, adopted and approved this 10th day of November, 2025. So we would like a motion and a second, and then we will vote on that.
Motion to approve the resolution.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. And we will tomorrow morning at
30. I think it's 11.
Yeah, I think it's
11. Okay, yeah. It's on my, I was looking at it this morning.
Yeah, Judge, you can. Interrupt and just say,
okay.
Today is November the 10th, and for all those leathernecks out there, it's the 250th birthday of the Marine Corps.
That's right.
That's right.
You bet. Our, my buddy over in Camp County, AJ, the county judge, is a Marine. And I saw off of his first, and then I started seeing several more. We will get you to sign that one, everything. Let me see here. Number seven is consider and take action to approve grant application submission for bullet-resistant components for law enforcement vehicles. Ricky,
right back here.
You want to talk about that?
Yes.
Can't see anymore. Good morning, gentlemen. Robert was going to present this to y'all, but he's got some vacation time he needs to bring up, so he's not here today. But this is for fully funded grant that we're asking. It's House Bill 2217 was passed, and the state designated, I think, $5 million for Department of Law Enforcement to have bulletproof glass installed in their vehicles. Over the past few years, we got a target on us, I guess you should say. And with the Glock, they got these little parts they call it little deals that they put in their guns called we call them Glock switches, and it makes their pistols and rifles fully automatic. Think about when you put in a Glock pistol, when they pull the trigger, it doesn't stop till the magazine's empty. But we had a lot of cases where people are getting out of their cars when a police officer stops them, just gets out and pulls the trigger on the thing and unloads on them while they're sitting in the car. then you've had instances where people are, officers sitting in their car having lunch, and somebody decides to walk up beside the car and shoot them in the head. So for that reason, the state saw the urgency. They set aside all this money, the $5 million. That's become available as of September 1st. We've applied for that, and if it's fully funded, it's $160,000 just for Franklin County, the Sheriff's Office. That would put a bullet-resistant glass in the windshield, driver and passenger door windows, and armor plating inside the doors. So if something happened, they would be able to get out and use their doors covered. But there's been officers here in East Texas that's been killed this way, so with on the side of the roads.
Ricky, do we think this will be a reoccurring thing? Because I know we go through vehicles.
Yeah. That's I believe it will be. If they're going to, they've set aside the money, that was our deal. Is, you know, okay, you're going to do it to this one car, and it's not, it's about $9,000 a car to do if you do all of it. About $6,000 if you just do the windshield.
Doesn't make sense to do it for one cycle.
It doesn't. And so that's, they haven't said, but it's got, if it's going to, if you, like I say, about every 3 to 4 years you're replacing a car. So
keep pressing them for a
late. Just outfit them like that when you get new ones. You know,
yes.
It continues on.
Yes.
As soon as they come.
So I'm hoping that that's what the plan is. But anyway.
You may read this out. This is the fiscal year 2026 bullet resistant components for law enforcement. Whereas the Franklin County Commissioners Court finds it in the best interest of the citizens of Franklin County that a bullet resistant component for law enforcement vehicles be operated for the 2026 fiscal year, and whereas Franklin County Commissioners Court agrees to provide applicable matching funds for said project as required by the Bullet Resistant Components for Law Enforcement Vehicles grant application, and whereas Franklin County Commissioners Court agrees that the event of loss or misuse of the Office of Governor's funds, Franklin County Commissioners Court assures that the funds will be returned to the Office of the Governor in full. Whereas Franklin County Commissioners Court designates County Judge Scott Lee as the grantee's authorized official. The authorized official is given the power to apply for, accept, reject, alter, terminate, or grant on behalf of the applicant's agency. Now, therefore, be it resolved, Franklin County Commissioners Court approves submission of the grant application for the bullet-resistant component for law enforcement vehicles to the governor, Office of the Governor. And that's this is just basically going out to approve to go out for the grant.
So yes.
This is. Yes, sir.
Okay. And at this stage, we don't know the percentage if we have to do matching.
There's not. It's a full. It's they'll pay for X number of cars. We're putting in for every one of them. Now they may come back and say you only get enough to do five or six, but
the funding will be fully for the amount. Yes. Of cars.
I guess if it's matching, it'd be if they don't fund it fully. Do we want to go ahead and do all of them still?
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
that's what that.
But
that matching funds on that one little line right there. Talking
yes.
About, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you'll come back to the court with
yes,
the
sir. Yes, sir. If it's an extra expense or it's going to cost the county funds, I'll have to come back before you and let you know.
I'm going to refer to this resolution.
My second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Rick. All right, let's see here. Number eight, open award bid for fuel, culverts, and road materials. That's always fun. Move this out of the way. And man, we got a bunch of them, didn't we?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. All right, Winkle Oil Company. You want to do the oil? You tell me what you want to do. Is that okay, Pat?
Whatever you want to do.
This is from Winkle Oil for gasoline, unbranded non-ethanol, and off-road diesel. The non-ethanol is 233, 2.33. Off-road diesel is 2.6370, and diesel highway is 2.6299.
6299?
6299. Yeah, the unbred non-ethanol was 2.3321, if you want the exact amount of it. And that is from Winkle Oil. I assume we just did this like a month ago.
That was how much?
It should run by fast.
Older again, the faster they go.
I guess it's the only one we got. Yeah, it's the only one. Is that the only one?
Sad
that
it is.
Is that the only one we got for gasoline?
Usually, yes.
Mark. What did he say the off-road diesel was?
2.6370.
And highway was 2.62?
No, that was diesel, 2.6299.
Well, one was the off-road diesel, and the off-road diesel was a penny more, I think.
Yeah, 2.6370.
All right. This is from Discount Culverts. Well, that doesn't make good sense, does it? Why is off-road diesel more expensive?
It
doesn't make a bit of sense, though. All right, this is for Culverts, I guess. This is from Discount Culverts out of Sulphur Springs. Would y'all like me to read off the prices on each one of them, or do y'all want to just get a copy of all these later? We're just basically opening them right now, but we've got 12-inch, 14-40, 15-inch. This is for 16-gauge diameter. 15-inch, 17-90, 18-inch, 21-45, 21-inch, 25, 24-inch, 58, 30-inches, 35, 80, 36-inches, 43, 31, 48-inches, 68, 69, 14-gauge diameter. 60-inches, $101.17, 72-inch, 122.29, 84-inch, 141, 48. 96 is one, I think it's a six. It's not a zero. 161, 27, and 108 inches, 180, 61. Okay.
Take it, that's the right price? Take it, that's the right prices?
They all went up $2 to $20 a foot.
I figured by your room.
Quality rock. Out of Idabel, Oklahoma. Just gave for crushed white rock, 10.75 a ton.
That's
all they did on that one. Pen. I couldn't read it. I read it was Pern. Pen. Custom Construction. Crushed iron ore, $19. Pickup. 2 to 3 inch crushed iron ore is 25. 3 to 6 inch rip wrap iron ore is 28, and 6 to 12 inch rip wrap is $28. Okay, he's got about 25 more. This is from RK Hall. They get a bunch of different ones, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay. Crushed sandstone delivered $32.45, pickup $13.75. Type A flex base $32.45 delivered, $13.75 pickup, and grade 4 wash chips $60.70 delivered and $43 pickup.
Up to.
Seaton Construction.
steep.
I'll put them in different spots. Here we go. Flex base crushed iron ore, Hagen Sport, $38.60 a cubic yard. Going to Mount Vernon, $35.40 and for two, precinct 2 and 3, and precinct 4 is $35.05.
That's for iron ore.
That's for pickup? Or
that's for delivery? That's for product delivery. Because they didn't put pickup.
Yeah.
It's delivered.
That's right. That's for more to go further to you.
Yeah.
But that's all. I only put that
on. I thought Seaton was at 20 was the last year.
No, 35. This time.
Yeah. CMP Cornerstone Natural Products. Don't know where they're out of. Never heard of them. Let me see here. Oh, this is for the culverts, I guess. 12 inches, 661, 15 inches, 946, 18 inches, 1393, 21 not available, 24 inches, 2304, 30 inches, 3178, 36 inches, 4386, and 48 inches, 6837. On 14 gauge diameter, 60 inches, 100.09, and there's nothing not available on the rest of them. I can't be asking hard questions here. Matt Pleasant. Zachary, Dom, Zachary's who signed it. Dick Zachary and Richard Zachary and his brother, I can't think of. I bet they own that. This is from Ergon. We know them. CRS2 emulsion delivered 3.09 per gallon and pickup is 2.90. They didn't.
That's all
they put down was that. So. Y'all know where they're at?
No.
Yeah.
WOI Petroleum. Y'all know about Waco, isn't there? Put this stuff on. Hey, too. Yeah. This is other out of dual lubricants out of Irving, Texas. Hello, county attorney for it. See a price one on
it. Sure.
Y'all. Oh, here we go. Yeah. This is for fuel, but they didn't hurt. I don't see a price.
Did they put cost plus?
But I got Sheriff's Department, Precinct 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then it says unleaded 456, Precinct 2, 3, 11. I don't know what that means. Unleaded gas under the advertising frame. But this doesn't make anything. Oh, wait, could be right here. Unleaded 87 E10 conversion gas,
0.22 plus cost per gallon. Well, they can't do that, can they? They can't just say.
Do what?
It just says 22 cents plus the cost of gas, or gallon per gallon. And then diesel off-road, number two, 22 cents plus cost a gallon. So what they're saying all year long, whatever the cost of fuel is, they're going to add 22 cents.
That's what we call
it. That's usually what we
call it. Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what, that's 22 cents.
Well, I am, the cost plus. Because okay. I was really surprised when they were quoting numbers long ago, because they usually don't do that.
Yeah, I know, because that's kind of, they're stuck at that price, right, for a whole year. That's a big thing to do.
Cost plus 5% or 5 cents.
This is from Bergen of Salt Springs. That's what they told me. Mm-hmm. I think I know what they all got for now. Okay, culverts 12 inch. This is, anyway, 12 inch 662, 15 inch 1008, 18 inch 1411, 24 inch 2311. 30 inch 3246, 36 inches 4387, 42 inch 5759, 48 is 7128, 60 inches 10492. I guess that's 16 gauge.
Stay the same.
Yes,
I'm one.
Oh, plastic ones.
Yeah. That's good. That would be
interesting. That's the first year or something going up, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Patriot sand and gravel. I'm out of Vernon, Texas. Crushed iron ore, precincts 1 and 2, 3 and 4, $16 per ton. Crushed white rock, precinct 2 is $15 per ton, precinct 3 and 4, $15.50 per ton. I guess 1 and 2, I'm sorry, it was 15, and then precinct 3 and 4 is $15.50. Type A flex base, precincts 1 and 2, $19, and precinct 3 and 4, $19.50. Grade 4 washed chips, precinct 1 and 2 is $19.25, and precinct 3 and 4 $19.50 per ton. Bid is freight only, material not included. I don't know what that means.
He just hauls it.
Okay.
Just
he went down quite a bit on some of it.
Yeah, he did. Government bid, low bid. This is from Walk Haulers. Red Top and Rock Hauler, Sherman, Texas.
Is that a new one? Or is that a different name?
I think that Red Top is the one I had a little issue with on 21.
Who's this
NA
one?
NA on that
Red
one.
They ain't running that good.
Primary.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Candidates
coming through. I don't know what type of rock it is. From Martin Marietta, 7 out of a 7-H base. Pea gravel, $37.70 per ton. Number 57 rock. This is the Alda Hagen Sports, $41.65. 3-inch base, $31.85. 1.5-inch base, $31.85. 7-inch base, $31.85. TxDOT base is $34.40. And number 57 rock is $44.14 to Hagen Sport. Precinct 2, same things over there, but it's $43.80, $48.05. 3115, 3715, 3710, 4625. And for precinct 3, it's 4515, 4940, 3250, 3250, $38.47.75. And for precinct 4,
You're always the most because you're the furthest away, aren't you? 4670, 5095, 3410, 3410, 3410, 4115, 5090.
Dang.
Pop the living at that late time. And we appreciate y'all. Let's let y'all know. This is from Wilson Culverts.
A lot of culverts.
A lot of bids for culverts. Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, 16 gauge diameter, 12 inch 1309, 15 inch is 1628, 18 is 1950, 21 inch 2273, 24 inch 2599, 30 inch 3255, 36 inch is 39, 38, 48, 6255, 14 gauge diameter, 60 inch 9199, 72 inch is a 111.19. 84 inches, 128.63, 96 inches, 146.63, and 108 inch is 164.21. Mm-hmm. All right, this is from Ben Sutter. Christmas in it, just don't mind. Still don't know. Brooksy Curl. Brooksy Curl. All right. Crushed iron ore 4750. Delivered. $75 for 1 yard pickup. Crushed sandstone 58. I guess that T means ton, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Delivered at $75 a yard pickup. Crushed natural stone 52. Dollars and pickup is $75. Crushed white rock $40 a ton or $75 per yard pickup. Native iron ore $45 a yard. 45. Either one of them same there. Pickup or delivery. Type A flex base $45 a ton or $75 for a yard. And pea gravel is $45 delivered or $75 1 yard. For 1 yard pickup and grade 4 wash chips $45 and $75. Alright, last but not least, and this comes from Drake. Nobody has put cold mix in there, did they? This kind of bores everybody else, but the commissioners just love hearing it.
It's like Christmas.
It's like Christmas, isn't it? Oil sand ready mix delivered $100.44. Our pickup is $88.90. And cold mix, is that what she's asking about? Mm-hmm. Delivered $104.35 or $92.80 pickup. I'm sorry.
That's a bundle. Up $1.
Yeah.
$4. Down a little on delivery.
Alrighty, let's see here. I think that's hold on. We need a motion to approve.
Move to accept the bids?
Accept the bids, yes.
I move to accept the bids.
Second. Okay, got a motion and a second to accept the bids. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 9, record congressional record from the United States Congressional Nathaniel Moran, honoring Franklin County's 150th anniversary. And y'all want me to read all these? Or y'all want me to just accept them? We did get one from Mr. Baker. What Nathaniel did is went to the House of Representatives in Washington. And I'll go ahead and read this one. Mr. Speaker, I rise today in honor of Franklin County's 150th anniversary and stand on the proud shoulders of 150 years of history celebrating the founding of Franklin County in 1875. Franklin County is a vibrant and resilient community rich in heritage and heart. Named for Benjamin C. Franklin, the first judicial officer of the Republic of Texas. The county has always stood for justice, independence, and perseverance. From early state settlers to the citizens of today, Franklin County has been shaped by hard work, strong values, and deep roots. With scenic lakes, thriving agriculture, and local legends, Franklin County is a lot more than a pinpoint on a map. It is a community worth celebrating. The many days I have spent in Franklin County have been filled with incredible people who led with service and compassion, the world-famous East Texas and world-famous East Texas hospitality. The county has balanced tradition and growth by strengthening the community and promoting new economic development. As we honor the past, we look forward to the future with promise. Here's to the next 150 years of Franklin County. May it continue to grow, inspire, and shine as a beacon of East Texas. It is an honor to represent this community in Washington. God bless Franklin County. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield back Nathaniel Moran. So that was very good of him, and he wasn't able to make it that day. But Robin, his lady that works for him, came up. We did get, let me go through the next one here. Number 9, got that. Number 10, record resolution from Senator Brian Hughes, and we'll just vote on all these at once, y'all. Oh, that's right, we're just recording. Record the resolution from State Senator Brian Hughes to commemorate Franklin County's 150th anniversary. And it's a big long one, but here it is, how pretty it is. I'm not gonna read the whole thing. But he did send us a short one here. It says, Dear Judge Lee, I know I joined my community celebrating the 150th anniversary of Franklin County and closed our official copies of the resolution in honor of this momentous occasion. Thank you for your dedicated service. It's my honor to represent you in the state Texas Senate. I can be of any service, please let me know. So that was nice of him to do that. And this is, this is from John Coyne's office. Dear friends, I'm pleased to congratulate Franklin County on your 150th anniversary. This is a significant milestone in which your entire community can take pride. On such an occasion, it is important to reflect on the storied history of Franklin County and the generations of Texans who have had the opportunity to call this county their home. Over the past century and a half, your vision and dedication have enabled you to contribute to so much to the success spirit of the Lone Star State. From legendary athletes, agriculture, production, and outdoor recreation, as you honor your past, I encourage you to continue pursuing excellence in the years to come. Keep up the good work and may your next century be even more prosperity up to East Texas. So that was nice of him to do that. And this was the congressional record that Nathaniel had done that we can hang here somewhere. So it was very nice of him to do that. I'm going to set that back down there. Governor, this is the last one. This came from our governor. We got a little right over here from the governor, which is very nice. The state of Texas governor, to all whom these presents shall come, greetings. Know ye that the official recognition to present to Franklin County as the occasion about to run out of
air.
Air, yes. In the occasion of the 150th anniversary, founded at the height of the Victorian era, Franklin County has long been a focal point of the region's cultural, historical, and economic landscape. and to a considerable degree, the storied saga of the county mirrors the history of the Lone Star State itself. Named in honor of Benjamin C. Franklin, the first appointed justice of the Republic of Texas, Franklin County is home to renowned outdoor recreations, cultural attractions, and museums. Home of famed Dallas Cowboy quarterback Don Meredith, Franklin County has achieved greatness in athletics and academics. Though much has changed in the previous 150 years, your community's essence has not. But a spirit that defends the great Texans of old and alive well in Franklin County, or alive well in Franklin County. Blessed with a rich past and prosperous present, Franklin County has played a significant role in the larger story of Texas and her people. But I know that it is the best days are yet to come. The milestone anniversary provides just cause for celebration as you reflect upon your city's illustrious heritage, known for the county, known that Texas celebrates with you. First Lady Cecilia Abbott joins me in extending warmest wishes. Greg Abbott. So that's very nice of him to do that. So that's all I have. And we're going to now. We did 11, 12. Discussion item. Anybody like to discuss anything on the bottom? Animal shelter. Animal shelter. We did good. A lot of folks showed up. Oh, there you are, right there. Okay. So that was good. Charlie.
You ready for me?
I'm ready for you.
I just want to announce that I am accepting applications now for placement on the primary March ballot for the following positions. These are 4-year terms: the county judge, the county clerk, the county treasurer, the district clerk, county commissioner 2, and county commissioner 4. The fee is $750 made payable to Franklin County Republican Party. Justice of the Peace is a 4-year position. His fee is only $375 made out to Franklin County Republican
that,
Party.
That probably means he needs to be paid less from us, right? Since he was.
The County Commissioner Precinct 1 position is also this time. This is a 2-year unexpired term. Unfortunately, it's not half price. It's still $750. The county chair and the precinct chair's positions are 2-year terms. They are unpaid, therefore they pay no fee. Currently, I have 3 precinct chairs that have already signed up. They're still, and of course, just because somebody signed up doesn't mean that somebody else can't run against them. But I have 5 vacant precinct chairs at the point at the time, and you must live in that precinct. So, and I will be here till 1 o'clock today to accept applications from anybody.
Until 1?
Until 1.
Until okay.
Until 1. I'll stick around here at 1 o'clock. Okay. I figured I gotta cover everybody's lunch, you know.
That's true.
He needs to come see me. Right. The sheriff and the county attorney and the tax collector are all due in 2 years. So they're good.
And 2 commissioners.
Yeah, and the other 2 commissioners. By then Commissioner 1 will have to reappoint again. Commissioner 3.
That's right. Yeah. All right, anybody got any questions on that? So I think we got a hold of everybody and they're going to sign for here today, so we have our commissioner's court. The pink thing, I don't know why it came out pink, but it did. TxDOT sent their deal, and I don't know why Franklin County is less than anybody. Well, even dealt in Red River County.
In just a week or so.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it and get in touch with Shane and find out.
Okay.
What they sent to us is what they sent to us.
Yeah. Just get with them and let them know what, how y'all want to pick
yeah. that up. Yeah. I mean, I know last year, we did the first put out in January last year.
Yeah, in January.
They actually had it over at the district, I mean, at the local office, so it was a kind of an easy haul.
We have a lot of stuff for y'all this year.
No, it's just it's the reground material, millings.
And the way it shows here that, that they got it here again, so.
And 14th, yeah. So have you done, have you, I haven't looked at how many tons we're getting. Have you seen?
Have you guys used this material before?
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff we use to put over culverts.
Yeah, I know what it is. I just don't go. Y'all use it extensively?
Yeah.
I mean, I just get as much as I feel.
Just here.
Just a matter of transport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Anybody else got anything?
I'd just like to announce that the next night, for the 19th, next Wednesday, week from this weekend, we're having a little get-together, meet and greet for Janet Middleton. She's retiring. Her last day is going to be December 31st. We thought we'd go ahead and have a timer party early because the holidays coming up and everything. But it is from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. It'll be upstairs.
That's
Wednesday?
Next Wednesday.
Yeah, week from this Wednesday. Yeah, 19th.
All right. Anybody else? Yessie?
Can I borrow two or all of y'all to canvas this election either Thursday afternoon or Friday?
Can somebody be up here? We just need two of us, right? I'll be here and I'll go. You want to be up here Thursday? Okay.
Any particular time?
You name it. You tell us when.
Okay.
10 in the morning, okay. Put that on my schedule. Mm-hmm. I missed a grandkids the other day because I forgot.
Are you out of the doghouse yet?
Not with my daughter. My son-in-law's okay.
I know, but your daughter is.
She's still.
Your son-in-law's a guy.
She said we have 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. Just need to don't need a quorum or anything, do we? Well, we couldn't legally have it anyway, could we? All righty. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Or a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor say aye. I know y'all hate legal, but.
All right,
thank y'all.
I'm not going to do it.